Zog der Elge Mishnah weiter, Masechta Zahalas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Now we're going to see things that are Matama B'maga and Oil, but not Masa. Remember, Maga means touching, Oil means under the same roof, Masa means carrying without touching. Okay, so what's Matama B'maga Uba Oil and not B'masa? Zog der Mishnah. 1. Hagoilel. Goil is the large stone that they use to cover the caver from on top. It's a large, wide stone. What does the word goil come from? It comes from the Lashon of a galalu esa even, that they roll the stone off the pia be'er. V'hadoifek, that's the second thing that is metamba b'maga uba oil and not b'masa. What is doifek? Those are the large stones that are placed on the two sides of the caver that this top stone leans on it. Metamba b'maga uba oil. But v'einon metamba b'masa, it's not metamba b'masa. How do we know this? Rabbi Akiva in Masechet Cholin darshens the pasuk v'chol asher yiga al pnei asada. The word yiga teaches us that goyel and doifek, the top stone of the two side stones, are metamba b'maga. Al pnei hasada teaches us they're metamba b'ayil. Where do you see that? Well, yiga al pnei hasada is mashma. Yiga is touching, and pnei asada is over the face of the field, meaning the airspace of the field. Oil is metame in airspace. You're underneath the same roof. Rabbi Eliezer says, goyel and doifek, the top stone and the side stones, metame b'masa, they're also metame b'masa, if you carry it without touching it. Rabbi Eliezer learns this from a Kal v'chomer. Nevela. Nevela is an animal that died without shechita. The din with nevela is, it's not metame b'oil, but it's metame b'masa. So, goyel and doifek that are metame b'oil for sure should be metame b'masa. Rabbi Shua says, im yesh tachteyen afar kivorais, metame b'masa. Vim lav ein metame b'masa. According to Rabbi Shua, goyel and doifek themselves, the top stones and the side stones, are not metame b'masa, unless you have this grave dust underneath it, right? The soft earth that's near the mace, because there could be parts of the mace in this. Therefore, it's metame if you move it, even without directly touching it. So memela, Zok Rabbi Yeshua, you know what the din is with goyel or doifek? You want to know if it's metame b'masa or not? It depends. Im yesh tachtein afa kavarais, if under the goyel and doifek you have this, what we call grave dust, metame b'masa, then it is metame through carrying, even if you don't touch it. V'im lav, if you don't have this afar underneath, ain't a metame b'masa, it would not be metame b'masa. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Ezu ha-doifek, what's called doifek? Esha goyel nishan olav. We explained it, but here's where the Mishnah explains it. That's the part that the goyel, the top stone, is laying on it. Avul doifek doifkin tahar. What's doifek doifkin? It's the stone that holds the stone in place that holds the, like, roof of the caver. It's the stone placed next to the doifek to hold it in place. So the top part, the goylel, is not resting on this stone. It's resting on the doifek. The doifek is resting on the doifek. The doifek is tar. So chazing over our Mishnah, the goylel, the top stone, the doifek, the stones on the side. Are metame b'maga uba oil, but not b'masa. Rabbi Eliezer says, it is metame b'masa. Rabbi Yeshua says, basically I agree with the Tanakhama, that it's not metamba b'masa, the stone itself. But if you have dust of the caver there, it's metamba b'masa, because there could be parts of the mason side. And what's called doifek? It's where the top stone, the goylel, leans on. But the stones that the doifek lean on, that support the walls, those are tahar.